Are you tired of spending countless hours in the kitchen every week trying to figure out what to make and constantly overspending on takeout? My guide, Well Prepped, is here to revolutionize your mealtime routine by offering you the perfect solution. Prep once, cook twice, and enjoy delicious, macro-friendly meals all week long. The food struggle is real. You want to eat well-balanced meals that taste good. You want to make most of your meals at home, but don't want to be a slave to your kitchen. You know you should be eating more protein, but don't know how in the world to get it in. You're overwhelmed with just choosing a recipe you have saved, so you end up getting takeout again. Insert Well Prepped, a guide I created to take the guesswork out of efficiently making delicious, macro-friendly meals. This guide provides you with 8 weeks of recipes. Each week, you'll prep once for 30 minutes, cook twice, and then enjoy eating all week. That's right, the two recipes will make you a total of 6 meals. I even made Instacart links for all the weekly groceries you'll need so you don't even need to think about grocery shopping. I'm all about saving time, money, and mental energy when it comes to feeding my family healthy meals, and now I get to share that with you. Grab your copy of Well Prepped at aishazaza.com. And from my kitchen to yours, cheers to eating well and being well prepped. Welcome to the Mindset Mile podcast, the show that'll leave you empowered to take action towards becoming the turned up version of your already awesome self. I'm your host, Aisha Zaza, and I'm so glad you're here. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome back to the Mindset Mile podcast. I want to preface this episode because you've seen the title, okay? You can have fun without alcohol. I want to preface this by saying I don't not drink. I just haven't really been recently. And I wanted to share openly about where I'm at in my life with alcohol because maybe it'll speak to you or it'll encourage you to reevaluate your relationship with it. I'm by no means suggesting that you need to cut it out completely or live the rest of your life alcohol-free, but maybe this will help you choose to consume it wiser, less frequently, or perhaps not at all. Okay. So at the end of last year, I was not in a great place, and I've shared this before. Okay. But I was burnt out from the entire year of 2023. It was a huge adjustment adding our second baby to the mix. I cannot even tell you how demanding my husband's job became, which led to me solo parenting a lot of the time and with no family around to help until my mother-in-law actually came out to stay with us about halfway through last year. But at the end of the year, I took both the kids up to spend the holidays with my family about 5 hours north of where we live in Santa Barbara, and my husband had to stay behind and work. And by the time I had driven 5 hours each way with two small kids and spent over a week, you know, with my family over Christmas and away from my husband, I just was so drained and tired of the lack of support, and I needed some serious things to change. And we both were pretty burnt out. So I wouldn't call this rock bottom because that feels a little extreme, but I knew for sure that I was at a turning point. And I thought about where I needed more childcare support, and I was ready to reclaim control and be super intentional about a few areas of my life because that's where I really feel like I was lacking. I was kind of playing off or playing defense with life instead of playing offense. And I like to be playing offense. I like to work proactively instead of reactively. And it felt like so much of last year was just reactive, reactive, reactive. So on top of finding a nanny to come 3 mornings a week for a few hours so I could get some dedicated blocked out work time and time to exercise, I also wanted to commit to going back to yoga once a week. I committed to tracking my macros for at least 12 weeks, and I wanted to get back to doing weekly therapy. And then the last thing was I committed to doing dry January. So I just really wanted to feel good again, and I wanted to do it from the inside out. So I knew if I could take baby steps towards all of these areas, that it would help me get there. I didn't know how all of this was going to come together. I just knew, like, these things are priority. I'm not doing anything else until I get these things going. So mentally, I was ready to cut out alcohol for 30 days. And with the short days in winter and just hibernation vibe, I actually found this really easy to do. In January, which sometimes can feel like a month that goes on forever, was over before I knew it. And then before I knew it, February had passed and I still hadn't had a sip of alcohol. February is my husband's birthday month. So that was like actually one of the first times I feel like we may have gone out to dinner in January, but I just felt like we stayed home and just, it was like cozy hibernation vibes, I swear, like all month of January. So February, we actually went out to dinner a couple times to celebrate his birthday and just with friends. And I honestly didn't even feel tempted to get a glass of wine. But also by this point, I was feeling really great after tracking my macros. I think this would be like 7 or so weeks of tracking macros at that time. And I was in a calorie deficit. And if you've ever done this before, then you know that eating your macros and calories takes way more priority than drinking them in any capacity, because you really are operating at a lower calories and lower energy than, and it's still a safe amount, but it is still low. And so with alcohol, there's a few different schools of thought as to how to track alcohol, like when you're tracking macros. But personally, I account for 14 grams of fat, even though you think of alcohol as like a carb because it's sugar, right? But your body metabolizes alcohol very slowly, like it does a fat. So anyway, all this to say, 14 grams of fat at that time was like a quarter of my daily fat. And I just would have rather eaten that than drink it because I love food and I'd rather be content and satiated. So because of this other habit I started of tracking macros, it made life without alcohol actually pretty easy, which is why I just love habit stacking. Like, you don't need to do everything all at once, but good habits beget other good habits. Okay. And I was feeling great. I was sleeping great. I was waking up with so much energy. I found that I was having an easier time parenting and wasn't losing my patience as much. And I was just really steadfast on guarding that energy. So anyway, in February, there were just some social events that I went to and I wasn't tempted to have alcohol. And guess what? I still had a great time. It made me really realize like how easily having a drink becomes a habit instead of actually truly wanting one. I'd say it's pretty normal to show up to a social event, get offered a drink, and then have one, right? Because you're in that setting or just because someone asked. As time went on, I really wasn't putting any pressure on myself to not have a drink if I got to where I was going and actually wanted one. But the thing was, after removing alcohol for a while, I could actually pay attention to what I wanted. And I would check in with myself every time and ask myself, do I want one? And I found that the answer was no, because I started to realize that one drink doesn't really enhance most experiences, but it would certainly disenchant the entire following day. Like, I wouldn't be hungover, but I could just feel it in my eyes. Like, my eyes were always slightly tired the day after having a drink, which checks out considering alcohol disrupts your sleep cycles. I just wouldn't feel 100%. And I just don't have time in this phase or season of my life to not feel 100%. When you feel good, like really, really good, that becomes addicting. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. One of my New Year's resolutions was to get back to doing some therapy. And I'm really proud of myself to have gotten that ball rolling because I always feel like I show up as a much better version of myself when I'm paying attention to and putting in work to improve my relationship with myself as well as those closest to me. A common misconception about therapy is that it's for people who have experienced major trauma, but it's a really powerful tool to help learn positive coping skills, how to articulate your feelings and needs, and how to set boundaries. BetterHelp is entirely online and is designed to be convenient and flexible. So if you've been thinking of therapy, now's a great time to try BetterHelp. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit betterhelp.com/mindsetmile today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mindsetmile. Okay, so fast forward to mid-March. I still, at this point, had zero alcohol in 2024. And one of my good girlfriends was having an intimate girls-only rooftop dinner, and I knew they were going to be opening some nice wine. So I planned for it in advance, but was also still going to check in with myself once I got there to see if I really actually wanted a glass of wine. And by the time we were having dinner, I decided I did want one. And I was really curious if having one glass would open up this floodgate to something that I had been missing out on for the last almost 3 months, but it didn't. I was able to enjoy my glass guilt-free, and I enjoyed it. Okay, so then fast forward another month after that, we went to Tahoe at the end of April for one of our really good friends' weddings, where we spent several days in a house with some of my best friends. We were going to pre and post wedding events and like doing all the things. I came out of that weekend enjoying not even a full glass of wine at their wedding. Okay, fast forward another month. So just this past weekend, that puts us almost in real time. This past weekend, I went to Stagecoach with some girlfriends. I've loved country music forever, and this was going to be my first break from the kids in quite a while. I was so excited for some pool time during the day and to hit the festival in the evenings. And I guess the old me would have just seen this as an opportunity to have a few drinks and let loose and enjoy. And I still let loose and enjoyed, but I kept letting my inner voice lead me through the weekend. Did I actually want a drink or not? Was going to have a drink enhance my experience exponentially? It was night 3 of the festival, and I did have one, but to be honest, I could have left it. Like, it just wasn't that great. I didn't care. I went almost the entire weekend without having a drink, and I had a freaking blast. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably witnessed it, and I'm sorry. I'm not sorry for oversharing, but it was just too much fun. But honestly, if I was someone else looking at our weekend online, I would have thought I was probably having a great time and drinking the whole weekend, because that's just like the setting that it looked like, and it looked like how much fun we were having required alcohol. And let me tell you, I needed zero drinks to still wake up in the morning at Stagecoach and feel hungover. It was a fun weekend, but I would not come close to calling it restful. It was actually quite exhausting. One of the girls has an Apple Watch, and it tracked over 9 miles each day that we walked in boots, mind you. My body was hurting sober. Okay. Like, the lines for the bathroom and food and drink were insane. We were less hydrated than normal, just not drinking water, you know, like in our normal setting. I was trying to drink as much as I could, but I knew that I was a little dehydrated. And in doing all of that math, I just found it once again easy to pass on alcohol, and I still had a great time. So why am I telling you this? Okay. I felt a little conflicted sharing this because, like I said, I'm personally I don't claim to be alcohol-free or sober. I'm not trying to preach, and I'm certainly not here to judge. But I'm sharing this to encourage you to evaluate your relationship with alcohol, whether that's the frequency or the amount in which you have it. I can't tell you how many times in my life I've said, I'm never drinking again. And it was always like slightly sarcastic, slightly serious, right? Especially if I saw the people that I was with the night before at the gym and we just were feeling slightly off or whatever. But or whether it was like after a girl's wine night or going out, it doesn't matter. The older I get, the less and less alcohol it takes for me to feel that way. Yet I would find myself having a glass of wine a few days or a few weeks later after that feeling wore off. So when are we ever going to learn that lesson? Like when are we, why do we just sweep it aside? Like if there is something that's not aligned with you anymore, or it doesn't align as much, examine it. And if you're someone that's worried about how to live and have a social life with less or even no alcohol, I just want to tell you and show you it's possible. You can test it out one social event at a time. Try not having one. Just try it. You're not going to miss anything, I promise, because if you have several social events a month that include alcohol, then you can reevaluate at the next one. And I promise you will never remember the one drink you didn't have at the one birthday dinner you went to. A few episodes back, or I should say several now, I'll have to look up the episode number, but I had a conversation with Mary Tilson about being sober curious. And she's been sober for 11 years now and is doing all kinds of rad stuff in the sober community. But she was saying how she used to think she needed a drink to loosen up and to be able to socialize or talk with people at events, but how altering your state just to seem interesting or funny is like showing up believing that you're not good enough as you are. And I'd never really thought about it like that. But if you are someone that has social anxiety or is more on the quiet side, I just want to encourage you that you don't need to become an inflated or slightly false version of yourself through alcohol to be enjoyable or to have fun with. I want to assure you that, okay? There might be times where you think like, ah, life is short, just enjoy yourself, have the drink. Trust me, I have felt that and feel that sometimes. But for me recently, something has shifted and I really value how I feel and how I show up feeling the best that I possibly can. And now I've just leaned towards believing that life is too short to not feel your absolute freaking best because that shows up in all aspects of your life the same way that not showing up your best does. So this is all just some food for thought and an honest, real conversation about where I'm at in my life. I really hope that this spoke to you and encouraged you, and I would love to know if it did. Please tag me on social media at Aisha Zaza. I cannot wait to see you next week, my friend. And until then, make it a great day.